Hey, out there, yoga buddies, welcome to your next practice. This class is so wonderful. We focused on concentration, but thinking about it as one of the body systems. You know, we have the respiratory system, skeletal system. But what if we thought about our concentration as a system and all the implications of treating it that way, building skills there, assessing its health? And it really is just a wonderful way to look at the class and experience the practice. So I hope you have a great class. Before we get started, I did want to let you know again about our weekend immersions coming up. If you're listening to this in the summer of 2023, we've got a three-day weekend in September, 8th, 9th, and 10th, and a three-day weekend in October, the 13th, 14th, and 15th, that can be used as continuing education or just an immersion for you to deepen your practice. This can be for already existing, some of you are teachers, I know, already trained teachers teaching or maybe not teaching that just want to refresh or just to deepen, think about practice, really expand where you're at with your practice. So you're welcome to come if you're already a teacher. You're welcome to come if you've been practicing this yoga for a while and just want to take some next steps but aren't quite at that teacher training stage or maybe are considering it for the future. But these are really intended to be go to the next stage in your practice. So three-day weekends, we've got two of them. They're all day. They're really an immersion. So 10 hours per day, not just of yoga practice, but we'll do two classes a day each of the 3 days and have lots of workshoppy lecture, contextualization, anatomy and physiology and philosophy in those 3 days. You're welcome to do one or both, and you don't have to do them in order. The second thing to say about that is those two weekends are the first portion of a larger Original Hot Yoga Association certification, teacher training certification program. So if you're not sure, those are also a good way to see, like, do I want to learn how to teach this? But those first two weekends, again, will not be the instructional process so much. We'll dip into that a little bit, but not really much. The second half, which comes from rest of October through January, that's the certification portion. So anyway, if you'd like to look more into that, if you go to my website, yogaismedicine.com, go over to the resources menu and look at the training menu underneath resources. So yogaismedicine.com, resources, teacher training. Be great to meet some of you. I know a lot of you say, oh, I want to come in person someday. So this is just a great opportunity. All right, have a wonderful practice and this wonderful yoga. And let me know how it's going. I'd love to hear from you guys. Have a great class. So bring your feet together nicely, toes and heels touching each other. Body weight back to the heels. Hips and thighs nice and tight contraction, chest up, stomach in. Please interlace all 10 fingers, knuckles touch underneath the chin throughout the posture from start to finish. No gap, no slipping, no sliding. Focus one point in the mirror, concentrate, and let's begin. Inhale, breathing, elbows lift up slowly towards the ceiling. Breathe in as deeply as you can already, expanding the rib cage, hold it. Now exhale, breathing, head goes up. Open your mouth, push the chin slowly back with the knuckles, look way, way, way back, elbows come together. Inhale, 1, 2, 3, halfway, 4, suck in your stomach, 5, 6, hold it, exhale, 1, chest up, 2, 3, look way back, 4, hips and thighs contracted, elbows come together. Inhale, 1, head down, 2, 3, halfway, 4, keep weight back to the heels, breathe in as much as you can, 6, exhale, 1, chest up, 2, 3, push the chin, 4, with the knuckles, 5, nice and firm, 6. Inhale, push the chin down against the fingers. The fingers resist a little bit. All of this helps to strengthen the neck. Hold it. Exhale, breathing. Open your mouth. Push the chin back. With the knuckles, the chin resists, so the head goes slowly. Inhale, 1. Mouth closed. 2, 3. Halfway. 4. Keep going. 5. Breathe in all the way. 6. Hold it. Exhale, 1. Chest up. 2, 3, look back, 4, as far as you can, 5, 6, inhale, breathing. Try to bring in the same amount of air on each of the 6 counts of the inhale, very steady inhale. Exhale, breathing, head up. Try to remove the same amount of air on each of the 6 counts of the exhale, elbows touch. Inhale, 1, 2, 3, halfway, 4, keep going, 5, breathe in more, 6, hold it. Exhale, 1, chest up, 2, 3, spine straight, 4, just the neck bends, 5, 6. Again, please, inhale, breathing. Try to synchronize the head down, arms up, and the inhale, all three things together. Exhale, breathing, head up. Same on the exhale. Arms slowly come forward, head goes back, and you exhale, everything stops together. Inhale, 1, mouth closed, 2, 3, halfway, 4, 5, 6, full lungs. Exhale, 1, chest up, 2, 3, halfway, 4, 5, 6. Again, please, inhale. You learn how to control the airflow so you can breathe in smoothly for the whole 6 counts of the inhale. Good. Exhale, breathing, head up. Same thing on the exhale. Control the flow of air. So the same amount of air leaves the body on each count. 2 more in the first set. Inhale, breathing, head down. Suck in your stomach. Depression of the abdominal wall. Maximum expansion of the rib cage. Exhale, breathing, head up. Keep the chest lifted. Push the chin slowly back. Look for the wall behind you. Elbows touch. Good, Deb. Last one in the first set. Inhale, breathing. Separate and lift up the elbows. Now look straight ahead in the mirror at the end. Full lungs. Exhale. 1. Mouth open. 2. Nice and wide. 3. Push the chin. 4. 5. 6. You can change. Arms down by your sides. All right. Just warming up. Let's do second set. Interlace all 10 fingers. Knuckles touch underneath the chin. Keep a little pressure between the chin and the knuckles, not just the skin to the skin, but bone to the bone. Stand up nice and tall, stomach in. Begin again. Inhale, 1, chin down, 2, 3, halfway, 4, 5, 6, hold it. Exhale, 1, mouth open, 2, push the chin, 3, look back, 4, as far as you can, 5, elbows together, 6. Nice, Deb. Inhale, breathing. Try to move the head down the same amount on each of the 6 counts of the inhale. Hold it. Exhale, breathing, head up. Same thing. Try to move the head back the same amount on each of the 6 counts. Everything stops at the end. Inhale, head down. Breathe in by the throat. So you learn how to make the sound with practice. Repetition over and over. Exhale, breathing. H-A. Steady ha sound by the throat so you control the flow of air. Learn how to breathe more on purpose. Inhale, 1, mouth closed, 2. 3, weight to the heels, 4, keep going, 5, breathe in more, 6, full lungs. Exhale, 1, chest up, 2, let the shoulders, 3, relax completely, 4, nice, Lori, 5, 6, inhale, breathing, head down. Suck in the lower abdomen, lift the chest, rib cage, and elbows straight up towards the ceiling. Exhale, head up, make sure no back bending other than the neck. So you want thoracic spine, lumbar spine, stretching straight up to the ceiling. Nice, Altaya. Inhale, breathing, head down. Now look for the rib cage to expand on the sides, not jutting the chest out. Suck in the stomach, lower ribs in. Exhale, head up, push the chin back. So abdominal wall depression. Get a nice tight grip, cross your thumbs, elbows come together. That's it. Inhale, 1, head down, 2, 3, halfway, 4. That looks great, boys. 5, 6, hold it. Exhale, 1, look up, 2, look back, 3, 4, try to see the wall behind you, elbows together. Inhale, breathing, head down. A few more in the second set. Keep the body weight back to the heels, suck in the stomach, hold it in. Exhale, breathing, head up, mouth open quite wide, so you can stretch the jaw, stretch the face, push the chin all the way back. Inhale, 1, mouth closed, 2, 3, halfway, 4, 5, 6, hold it. Exhale, 1, chest up, 2, 3, lower abdomen, 4, suck it in, 5, hips a little forward, 6. Let's do one more. Inhale, breathing. Everything synchronized. Arms lifting, head coming down, and the inhale, everything moves together. Exhale, breathing, head up. Same on the exhale. Everything goes slowly. Everything moves together. Exhale as much as possible. Okay, when you're done, you can change. Arms down by your sides. All right, let's start with half moon pose. Everyone, for the postures, any yoga posture ever will always have stillness and normal nose breathing. So let's set it up. To get started, arms over the head sideways, hands palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers, release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Take a deep breath, stretch up, go right and left a few times. Now when I say stuff like that, don't worry if you're not having perfectly smooth breathing yet or perfect stillness yet. It's just that that's always the goal, that's the attempt. So go right and left a few times for the warm up. creating a stretch down both sides of the body. So you refine continuously, refine, refine, refine. All right, when you can't stretch up anymore, you can come back up and stop in the middle. Throughout the posture, maximum body weight to the heels. Push the hips forward from behind, opening up front of the hips and pelvis. Bring the chin up a little bit so your neck is visible in the mirror. Try to eliminate any gap between arm biceps and the ears. Now squeeze the palms together, nice tight grip. Take one more inhale, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Slowly bend the upper body to the right side of the room. Absolutely straight line without bending the elbows and without bending the knees. Just starting the posture, putting your mind instantaneously on what you're trying in the posture and on the breathing. We'll start the benefits right from the beginning. Now push your hips any amount you can off center to the left. So you create the stretch on your body on the left side, inside out bones to the skin, all the way up to the fingertips. Keep the chin up a little bit, upper body open, weight to the heels, but the stomach stays in. Now as you come down more, keep the left hip and left thigh forward, so both hips stay in one line parallel to the mirror. You can bring the right shoulder and armpit forward so both sides of the chest are equally open to the mirror. Now squeeze your grip, use your extra strength, pull the upper body over to the right side, come down, push your hips to the left. Inhale, breathing, come back up, stop in the middle. Let's reset this. Body weight to the heels. Push the hips a little forward. Chin up and arms back. Try to eliminate gap between arms and the head. As you inhale, stomach and stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Begin side bending to the left. Absolutely straight line without bending the elbows and without bending the knees. Push the hips off center to the right so you create a stretch all over the right side of the body. Excellent, Kay. Inside out, bones to the skin, all the way up to the fingertips. If you need a small gap, Michelle, between the feet, that's fine for half moon if you need a couple inches there. All right, otherwise you try to squeeze inner thighs together, squeeze ankle bones together, and come down to create the stretch on the right side of the body. Everyone see if any more body weight can go to the heels, hips tucked under, that's it, Deb, arms back, chin up. Now squeeze the grip and pull the body over to the left side, come down, push, stomach and reach to the left side, hold it. Inhale, breathing, come back up. Half moon pose, backward bend. Nice deep breath and eyes open. Drop your head all the way back as far as it goes. All right, look for the floor behind you. Immediately bring your arms back towards your ears. Push your upper body back. Try to fall down backwards with upper body a little bit so you can bend the entire spine. Lower back, middle back, upper back, and the neck. Tip the chin back. Now nice deep breath in by the nose. As you exhale, push the hips, stomach, and thighs forward towards the mirror, letting the body weight go back to the heel. Stand tall on the legs. Now reach back, that's it, go back, try to touch the back wall. Inhale, breathing, come back up, stop in the middle, take a deep breath, bend your knees, put your hands on the floor in front of you. Take your time going from the backward bend to the forward bend. Spine is just warming up, especially if it is morning where you are. All right, once you're touching the floor, move your hips back and forth a few times. Take your time, bend the right knee, then the left, so you can let the hips move sort of up and down, get the lower back, pelvis, all the joints there, and tissues to move. Relax and get well circulated. All the fluids there need to move. All right, next is hands to feet pose. Reach around, grab the heels from behind. Pinky fingers touching each other side by side. Elbows behind the legs, touching on the calf muscles throughout the entire posture. Pull on your heels to stretch the upper body down from your lower spine towards the floor. Stomach on the thighs, chest on the knees. Exhale, breathing, bring your face to the legs below the knees. So the body, you're trying to lengthen the upper body or torso down the legs towards the feet, in addition to trying to straighten the legs. So once the chest and knees are together, then you can work on stretching the legs, but maintain no gap all over between upper body and the legs. Now pull on the heels, push the knees back a little bit, try to lock the legs, hold as still as you can. When you exhale next, emphasize pushing the fingers down into the floor, elbows towards the back wall. Push the knees back, lock the knees. To change, bring the hands back together in front of you, interlace grip and come up. Doing great, June. Come back up to the top, take a deep breath, try to touch the ceiling. And arms down by your side, stand tall. All right, let's try again, second set. Inhale, breathing, arms overhead sideways, hands palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers, release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Try to be as narrow from front to back when in your structure as possible. So the tailbone or back of the pelvis, reach down and under a little bit, suck in the stomach all the way. Now inhale, stretch up above that, try to touch the ceiling and then side bend to the right. Squeeze inner thighs together. So ideally feet together, but If you have some pain, I understand, little gap, you can still do the posture. But over time, if possible, inner thighs, inner ankles squeeze in. Now push your hips off center to the left. When you get into the posture and then maintain or restart normal breathing pattern, you're putting different pressures, different energy internally along with the breath. So hold as still as you can. You can come down for five. Squeeze and reach. Four. Looks great, Sue. Three. Nice tight grip. Two. Come down and push. One. Nice, Joanna. Inhale, breathing. Come back up. Stop in the middle. All right. Squeeze inner legs together. Stomach and hips tuck under. Inhale, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Side bend to the left. The ribs on the front, the lower rib cage, make sure that's not jutting out. We don't want to stick the chest out. Pull the lower ribs on the front in. Breastbone lifts. So when I say chest up, it doesn't mean chest out. It just means breastbone up. Now squeeze the palms. Reach over to the left side. That looks good. I'll tie it with spine. Suck in the lower abdomen now, everyone, and come down for five. Smooth breathing. Four. Neck visible. Three. Reach over to the left. Two. Push hips to the right. One. Excellent. Inhale, breathing, come up. Half moon pose. Take a deep breath, eyes open. Drop your head back. Three parts of half moon pose. Look for the floor behind you. Straight back behind you. Now reach up, over, and back with your arms. Push your upper body back. When you learn to relax back, drop back a little, front side of the body can relax. Now take a nice deep breath. On the exhale, push the hips, pelvis, stomach, thighs so much forward you can reach back more for five. Weight to the heels. Four, stand tall on the legs. Three, reach back. Two, look back. One. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle. All right, take a deep breath. Bend your knees, put your hands on the floor in front of you. If you need to take very slow, going from backward bending to forward bending, that's fine. Once you're down there, move the hips right, left, right, left. If you keep the heels flat on the floor when you're doing the warm-up, you're going to get the best possible movement for the lower back. Yeah, that's great, Michelle. You're going to move the pelvis the most. Okay. As soon as you can, grab the heels from behind. Pinky fingers touching side by side. Elbows behind the legs on the calf muscles from start to finish. Nice grip, Joanna. Pull continuously. We are practicing continuousness, not just the idea of concentration for time, not just the idea of holding still for time, but practicing. So concentrate, pull continuously on the heels to stretch the upper body down. And when you're doing something continuously, you know you're doing it because every single moment of the posture, you know that you're pulling. Your mind is 100% involved with what you're doing in the present moment with the rest of the system. Pull on the heels, push the knees back, try to lock the legs. Eyes open, touch your face on the shins, elbows towards the back wall, pull on the heels, stretch the body down, top of the head towards the feet. Change again, bring the hands back together in front and come up. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling, and arms down by your sides. All right, awkward poses next. Right foot, step out to the right, 6 inches apart. Keep your feet parallel to each other throughout the entire posture, not turning in and not turning out. Inhale, breathing, bring your arms up in front of you, tricep muscles contracted, all five fingers together on each hand. Take a deep breath. Exhale, stomach in, sit down. Go ahead, please, feet flat position, maximum body weight on the heels. It's not the idea of, well, it is the idea. It's not only the idea of I'm connected and whole, my concentration is in the present moment with the body. People call that mind-body-spirit connection, but anyway, you're doing it. Concentrate on the stomach in, concentrate on weight on the heels. Lift the chest up, lean back. Try to fall down backwards. Try to touch the mirror so you're all one thing all together. Inhale, breathing, come up. All right, second part, go all the way up on the tiptoes. When the mind goes somewhere else, you just try to get it back here with what you're doing, which is super high heels. Suck in your stomach, stretch the spine, chest, and head all the way up towards the ceiling. Focus one point in the mirror and sit down on the tops of the toes. As soon as you can, hips touch the chair. In other words, thighs parallel to the floor. That's right with the heels up, April. Keep going heels up, keep going knees up. Now chest up, stomach in, sit down till hips touch the chair. Hips do not go down below the chair. Inhale, breathing, come up. Awesome. Lower the heels just for a second. Third part, come up a little bit on your toes. Squeeze the knees together. Take a deep breath. Stretch your spine up towards the ceiling. Slowly sit down. Maintaining pressure between the inner lower thighs or knees, however you'd like to call them. It's that lower thigh body part. Now keep the knees together. Push them down and forward, especially if you're sitting down at or close to the heels. Knees down and forward, hips hover an inch or two above the heels. Great arms, Jess. Maintain the energy forward. Try to touch the mirror, everyone. Inhale, breathing with knees together. Slowly come back up, leaning against the wall all the way up. And once you're up, right foot to the left foot, arms down by your sides. If you wish to, Kay, if you can't get down there the way I'm describing, you're welcome to put your hands down and squat down if that doesn't bother the body part. Okay. Second set. Right foot step out to the right, 6 inches, feet parallel to each other. Inhale, breathing, bring the arms up in front of you. Arms energize all the way out to the fingertips, nothing left out. Exhale, stomach, and go ahead. Please sit down, feet flat position. Stick your hips all the way out behind you, maximum body weight on the heels. Then you have time with stillness in the posture. If the mind goes anywhere other than the posture, bring it right back. Lean back. That's great, Sue. Try to fall down backwards. Try to touch the mirror. Inhale, breathing, come up. Arms stay there. Second part, all the way up on the tiptoes. This one's super high heels. Excellent for the foot function, the walking function, your gait. Now, super high heels. Exhale, stomach, and sit down on the tops of the toes. Hips touch the chair. Hold it for 10 counts. Heels up. 9. You can do it, Dem. 8. Hips down in the chair. 7. Take a deep breath. 6. Breathing in the posture. 5. Also feels the posture. 4. Push ankles forward. 3. Chest up, stomach in. 2. Heels up. 1. Excellent. Third part. Come up just a little bit on the toes. Squeeze your knees together. Take a deep breath. Stretch your spine, chest, and head up towards the ceiling. Slow motion. Sit down. All the way down. Back of the head and back of the hips touching the wall. You're welcome to do that for this, Kay. If you want to put hands on the floor and just squat down, that's great for the third part. Because it's not just strength. Now, going up and down with that spine straight does develop strength, but this is also circulatory posture for the legs. So getting that deep knee bend, squeezing them down and forward is going to help with that level of your system. Slowly come back up for 5. Knees together. 4, 3, 2, 1. Right foot to the left. Arms down side. All right. Eagle pose is next. Garudasana. Inhale, breathing. Arms over the head sideways. Full lungs. On the exhale, swing your right arm underneath the left arm. Cross again. Grab your hands in front of the face. Thumbs pointing towards the face, pinky fingers towards the mirror. Pull your elbows down so the fingertips go below the nose. Bend your knees and sit down as low as you can. Feet flat, body weight to the heels. Upper body back a couple of inches. Stay down there. Right leg lift up over the left as high as possible. Cross your legs each other. Twist like ropes. Eventually, right foot behind the left calf muscle. All 5 toes visible in the mirror. Once the foot wraps behind the calf muscle, let the foot slide down so you eliminate any gap between ankle and calf muscle. Pull the elbows down and hold that effort. Suck in your stomach and hold that effort. Upper body back, breathing always normal. Inhale, breathing, come up, feet together, arms over the head. Exhale, swing your left arm underneath the right arm, cross again. Grab your hands in front of the face, thumbs close to the face, but not touching it. Pull your elbows down so fingertips go below the nose, bend the knees. Sit as low as you can right now, which you don't know until you try, so you can try to sit a little lower. Left leg lift up over the right as high as possible. Try to create pressure at the thighs. So the top thigh, you now have a top and bottom thigh. The top thigh presses down into the bottom thigh. So you're actually massaging some of the hamstring muscles of the left leg when you sit down. There you go, Sue, and twist like ropes. Many things, all the systems affected. Now pull the elbows down, lift your chest up, upper body back at the end. Good, change again. Come up, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Right arm underneath the left arm, cross again. You can interlace fingers if you can't get the palms matching it. That's a good way to get the pressure of the hands and arms. Pull the elbows down, stomach in, bend your knees, sit as low as you can. Upper body back a couple of inches. Right leg lift up as high as possible over the left. Cross and twist the legs like ropes. And try to line up your hands, elbows, knees, and feet in the center. So whether or not the foot is wrapped, you can bring the knees to the center, usually to the right a little bit. Hands, palms, press to the center. Sit down more, twist like ropes. The lower you sit, more benefit you get to the internal organs of the pelvis. Change, come up. Excellent, last one. Inhale, arms over the head. Left arm underneath the right arm, cross again. Grab your hands. Pull the elbows down, stomach in. Sit as low as you can, weight to the heels. Bend the knees, upper body back a couple of inches. Left leg lift up over the right. Cross your legs, twist like ropes. That's it. Now try to line up hands, elbows, knees, and feet in the center. So knees may need to go to the left a little bit. Hands, palms press into the center. Good, Deb. Now just hold the posture defined by concentration, the technique, the best that you can do, and breathing normal in stillness. Nice. Change again. Come up, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Arms down by your sides. Okay, party time. If you need a sip of water, go right ahead. You know, we've named the systems, right? Like 11 of them. We've decided. I'm saying we as like certain humans. There's a skeletal system, and there's a muscular system, there's a cardiovascular system, there's a respiratory system. Okay. But it's all one thing. Just we can look at it differently, right? It's all one thing. But that's another conversation. What I want to bring up, what if we named a 12th system, the concentration system? You can't see it, you can't cut it, you can't take a picture of it, but it's most definitely there. And what if that system we could look at, in a sense, observe and say, how is my concentration system doing? How is my cardiovascular system doing? We have ways of measuring heart health. How about measuring concentration health? Anyway, we're working on that system. It's great, it's strengthening. So let's try balancing. Start with the feet together. Shift your body weight to the left foot. Pick up the right foot in front of you, all 10 fingers included with the grip, exactly 2 inches below the toes. And it fluctuates from day to day, just like the rest of the systems, but you can address it instantaneously. You can do something about the concentration system actually only right now. So concentrate on the breathing, concentrate on the standing leg. Push your left knee back just enough so the leg is straight. Distribute the weight equally the same all over the left foot. The whole left leg solid concrete, unbroken. Inhale, breathing, right leg lift up, slowly and gently until the entire right leg is parallel to the floor, no higher and no lower. Take a deep breath, kick the right heel forward, flexing the foot back from the ankle, all 5 toes turning in. Eventually, both legs locked, you have a cramped sensation on the top of both thighs. Once you can balance there comfortably, then only bring the elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Eventually, elbows go down below the calf muscle. Concentrate on smooth breathing, standing leg locked. Change, straighten the arms, bend the right knee and feet together, arms down. Shift your body weight to the right foot, the whole leg, every muscle contracted to keep the leg like a lamppost. Left leg, go ahead, lift up, pick up the left foot, exactly 2 inches below the toes. Thumbs included with the grip. Some interlacing there, please, with the 8 fingers. Concentrate on your breathing, concentrate on the standing leg. Push the knee back till the leg is perfectly straight up. Push the right butt cheek forward, contract the leg. There you go, April. Whole leg so strong. On your inhale, left leg lift up slowly, very gently, until the entire left leg is parallel to the floor. That's right. Okay, chest can come up a little. Relax the shoulders. Now take a deep breath. Try to get the left heel closer to the mirror than any other visible body part. Flex the foot from the ankle. Once both legs are locked, then you can bring elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Eventually, elbows go down below the calf muscle. Squeeze upper inner legs in towards the center, stomach in. Take your time to change. Straighten the arms. Bend the left knee and feet together. Arms down. All right, let's try again. Second set. Take a deep breath. Pick up the right foot in front of you, interlacing fingers right at the ball of the foot. Standing leg. Distribute the weight equally from heel to the base of the toes. Stand tall on the left leg, no bend in the knee, 90 degrees angle at the ankle joint. Go ahead, right leg lift up and stretch forward. Take it nice and slow. Try to get the heel closer to the mirror than any other body part. Once both legs are locked, you can bring elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Once elbows go down below the calf muscle, then tuck your chin to the chest. Bring the head down, upper body rounds with your smiling, happy face and normal breathing. Touch your forehead to the knee for 3 counts. 2, suck in the belly button, 1, take your time, change again, awesome, all right, head up, arms straight, bend the knee, okay, feet together, change all the way, last one, shift your body weight to the right foot, exhale, pick up the left foot in front of you, with practice, with hundreds of repetitions, go ahead, pick up the foot, you will naturally take a deep breath before you start any posture. All right, standing leg, solid concrete lamppost. On your inhale, left leg lift up and stretch forward. But that's something we are training, practicing, exercising. The normal breathing process of the yoga posture attempts. Kick the heel forward, turn the toes back. Once both legs are locked, cramp sensation on the top of both thighs, you can bring the elbows down. Once the elbows go down below the calf muscle, tuck your chin to the chest, suck in your stomach, bring your forehead to the knee for 5, 4. You can do it. 3, concentration, 2, 1. Change again. Take your time. Try to reverse. Head up first. That's it. Arms straight and feet together. Arms down. Standing bow pulling pose. Bring the right hand out in front of you, palm facing up. Reach out to the right, straighten your elbow. Reach back for the right ankle, all 5 fingers together. Bring your left arm all the way up, palm facing the mirror. Knees and thighs together if possible. Now inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Begin. Charge your upper body forward on the left side. Try to touch the mirror. Right away, bring the left arm down so it's parallel to the floor. Reach for your face in the mirror, somewhere on the face. Then at the same time, kick the right leg back. Kick up towards the ceiling until you see your foot coming up over the head. And at the same time, bring the upper body down from the left hip joint until the abdomen is parallel to the floor. Nice one. Stretch and kick equally, 50-50 simultaneous. Now stretch the left arm a little more forward. Try to touch the mirror, bringing left shoulder in contact with the chin. Kick back and up, right shoulder back to get 2 shoulders in one line. Now come down and kick. Stretch forward, kick. Take a deep breath. Kick up a little more. Change. You got it. Feet together. Arms down by your sides. Left hand, palm facing up. Reach out. Grab the ankle from the inside. 5 fingers together. And right arm all the way up. All right, knees and thighs together. Inhale, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Begin. Charge your upper body forward. Try to touch the mirror. Simultaneously kick back. Let the left shoulder go back with the kick. So the upper body turns and twists immediately to the left. Yes, good twisting, Michelle. Keep shoulder, right shoulder forward, left shoulder back. So when you look in the mirror at the upper chest, the left shoulder will eventually become invisible when you're looking at yourself in the mirror. Keep the standing leg locked, right upper thigh muscles contracted. Body weight forward to the base of the toes and come down until abdomen is parallel to the floor. Couple more breaths here. Stretch and kick equally. Body down, kick. Left shoulder back, kick. Take a deep breath, kick and stretch equally the same. Change again. Nice one, Deb. Feet together, arms down. Within those systems, we have different organs. I know there's problems with naming things, but there's also benefit to naming things. So let's do second set. Right hand up, turn it out, grab the ankle. This posture, organ-wise, is particularly good for the kidneys and the heart. All right, left arm all the way up. Try to touch the ceiling, chin up. Inhale, go for 20 counts. Charge forward, 19. Kick back, 18, 17. Look forward, 16, 15, 14. Left upper thigh contract, 12, 11. Go and touch the mirror, 10, 9. All the way to the fingertips, 7. Go and touch it, 6. Almost falling forward, 5. 4. Body down and kick. 3. Kick up a little harder. 2. Everybody kick up, stretch forward. 1. Excellent. Change again. Left hand, palm up. Reach out, hold the ankle. Right arm all the way up. But this is powerful for the entire vascular system. Okay, it's not just the heart and the chest. Go ahead for 20 counts. Charge forward. 19. Kick back and up. 18. 17. The left leg, 16, will be over the heart, 15, as you come down, 14, and kick up, 13. So think of it, 12. Left leg all the way up, 11, and the body down, 10. So the heart, 9, is below the left thigh, 8, 7. Just think of it, 6, 5. Come down and kick, 4, 3, 2. Stretch and kick, 1. Awesome. Change again. Feet together, arms down. Balancing stick poses next to Uddiyana. You can step back if you need room. This posture is only 10 seconds. So you make up your mind in half a second. Use 100% concentration, determination. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers, release pointer fingers. Stretch up to get the elbows locked, arm biceps always touching with the head. Take a deep breath. Big step onto the right foot, lock both legs and come down. Bring the upper body down, left leg up, until you look like a capital letter T. Arms, head, chest, spine, left leg, everything in one line parallel to the floor. Imagine I'm pulling the left toes towards the back wall. Squeeze hands, palms, go and touch the mirror, stretch. Change, you got it, April. Step back, feet together, chin up, take a deep breath, big step onto the left foot, right toes point from the beginning. Come down, body down, right leg up. Now we have the heart in line with everything, arms, spine, lungs, lower spine, right leg, everything stretching now. Stretch, go and touch the mirror, stretch. Change again. Feet together, excuse me, arms down by your side. The heart stretches, the heart gets squished in a good way. Every time you breathe, even, you're massaging the heart. And when you do this stuff, you're stretching it. It's not just a piece of plastic in there like you see in the model where it's just there. All right, second set. Arms overhead sideways, hands palms together. Get your grip, chin up. Big step onto the right foot. Lock both legs. Come down, leg up. 10 counts. Look forward. 9 on the floor. 8 about 4 feet in front of you. 7. Squeeze the grip. 6. 5. That's it. 4. Suck in your stomach. 3. Take a deep breath. 2. Go touch the mirror. 1. Nice one. Come up. Chin up, arms back, take a deep breath. Big step onto the left foot, lock both legs and come down. Lift the body up and over the left hip joint for 10 counts. Look forward, 9 on the floor. 8, natural human traction. 7 means you're stretching. 6, the ends forward. 5, and the ends backwards. 4, look forward. 3, stretch forward. 2, 1, change again, come up. Arms down. Standing separate leg stretching. You can step over to the left side of the mat. Feet together, everybody. Inhale, breathing. Arms overhead sideways. Hands, palms together. Big step out to the right. Arms down immediately, parallel to the floor. Palms face down. Make sure the heels are in one line. Feet straight ahead or slightly turned in. Lock your legs throughout the posture. Take a deep breath. Begin. Stretch your upper body forward from the lower spine towards the mirror. Look in the mirror and stick the chest out as long as possible on the way into it. Then, when you can't see yourself anymore in the mirror, bring the hands to the feet. Grab the heels from the outside, stepping on the fingers. All 5 fingers together, side by side, no gaps. If you can't grab the feet yet, hands on the floor in front of you. Roll forward. Make sure legs are locked, and then over time, walk your hands towards the feet. So you get step by step, each body part coordination. Now, once you have the heels and the legs stay locked, pull on your heels to stretch the upper body down. From the lower spine towards the floor. And just hold. Just being upside down breathing is a big deal for several of these systems. So you can try to slow it down. Look forward, chin forward, hold it. To change, bring the head up and arms out. Awesome one, Carolyn. Slowly stand up. Inhale, right foot to the left, arms over the head, and arms down by your sides. Okay, let's try again. Second set. Inhale, arms overhead sideways, hands palms together. Big step out to the right, arms parallel to the floor, palms down. Feet straight ahead or turned in. Open the heels a little wider if you did not touch the forehead to the floor in the first try. Begin, please. Stomach and stretch the upper body forward. Keep the arms outstretched all the way. Chest sticking forward all the way down. When you can't see yourself in the mirror anymore, bring the hands down. Keep the legs locked. Roll the body weight forward. Yeah, that's great. I'll tie it to the base of the toes. Just waiting. All right, so when you start the posture with all the technique that you can understand in the moment, and then you just wait, and you try again, and you wait. Some things are going to happen as a result of what you're doing. Some things happen because you are doing them. Pull on the heels to stretch the upper body down. Look forward, chin forward, roll forward. Eventually, the head touches the floor right between the feet. Total backside of the body stretching. 360-degree angle, coccyx to the forehead. Coccyx to the toes. Slowly come up, head up and arms out. Take your time standing. It's a big change in the blood circulation there. Right foot to the left, arms over the head. Arms down. All right, triangle pose is next. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands palms together. Big step out to the right. Arms immediately parallel to the floor, palms face down. Take a deep breath. Push your hips forward as much as they will go. Arms and upper body back. Pick up the right foot. Toes turn the foot to the right all the way. Make sure two heels are still in one line. Bend your right knee and sit down as much as possible. You can bounce a couple of times. Get your hips down all the way till the right thigh is parallel to the floor. One more arms back, stomach in. Take a deep breath. Tilt the upper body to the right. Bring the right hand, wrist, forearm, eventually elbow on the inside of the right knee. Push your right knee towards the back wall. So you're aiming right now with all 5 fingers towards the space between the big and second toe. That's it. Good, Michelle. Turn your head now. Chin to the left shoulder. Nice, Alda. Ponytail over the bottom shoulder. Push the right foot firmly down so you can lift the chest and torso up, keeping a big gap triangle between right thigh and the body. Now stretch your arms each other across the chest like natural human traction. Stretch up, try to touch the ceiling, ponytail, dab over bottom shoulder. There you go, twist. Nice, inhale, breathing. Come back up. Stop in the middle, right toes straight ahead. Take a deep breath. Push both hips straight forward, arms and upper body back. Lift the chest, turn the foot left side all the way. Two heels stay in one line or put them back in one line. If they wiggled, bend the left knee, sit all the way down. You can bounce a couple of times. Left thigh bicep parallel to the floor. Arms back, stomach, and go ahead, tilt the upper body. Left arm down, right arm up, push the left knee back. You're doing lots of things with even just one body part. Push the left knee back with left arm, but the left arm's also stretching down. Then turn your head, chin to the right shoulder. Stretch up, try to touch the ceiling with the top hand. Excellent stretch, Sue, between right heel and top of the head. Lengthening, decompressing, natural human traction, then you twist. Now, upper body stays up. That's great, Deb. Push the left foot firmly down so you get stronger, and you can one day sit down and touch between big and second toe. One more turn and twist the upper body back. Inhale, come back up, stop in the middle. Looks great, June. Turn the left toes in. Change all the way, arms overhead, arms down. Everything is awesome. Looks wonderful. All right, second set, triangle pose. Do we have any birthdays today? Okay, arms overhead sideways. Big step out to the right, arms parallel to the floor. Push the hips forward, arms back, chest up, turn the foot all the way out to the right. Bend the knee and sit down. You can bounce a couple of times. Bounce and bounce and bounce and bounce. Begin, tilt the upper body to the right, begin. So, you remember geometry. There's a hypotenuse of a right triangle. That is your spine and left leg. That's making the hypotenuse of the right triangle. So yeah, you try to keep upper body up and let the hips drop down so they don't stick up. No turning of the spine, no side bending, just a twist. So keep both sides of the waistband equal length. This takes time looking in the mirror, figuring out how that feels. Now, as you push the right knee back, bring the right shoulder forward towards the mirror. Keep a little more pressure. I'll tie it. Yeah, right arm to right knee. Push towards the back wall as you twist. Yes, yes, yes. Inhale, come up. That's exactly it. Turn the feet straight ahead. Deep breath. Push your hips forward. Arms back, chest up. Turn the left foot all the way out to the left. Bend the left knee, sit down. Next Tuesday, we're going to need a song leader because it's my birthday, and you guys are going to have to sing to me with my mouth closed. I'll do triangle. I'll do the posture. Go ahead, tilt the upper body left side. You can practice if you want to have rehearsals. I'm kidding. Then push the left knee back as you push the hips forward towards the mirror and stretch up. So you have the long hypotenuse of the triangle stretching. Try to keep both sides of the waistband equal length. If you see the left side shortening, right side longer, this is very normal as a beginner. Just try to straighten it out so you can twist the spine. Upper body up, lower body down. Try to touch the toes. Okay, inhale, breathing. Come up, stop in the middle. Left toes turn in. Change all the way, arms over the head and arms down by your sides. Looks awesome. All right, next we have standing separate leg, head to knee pose. Inhale, breathing, arms overhead sideways. Hands, palms together. Just cross the thumbs. Big step over your mat. Try to start with as big of a step as you did in triangle pose. Turn on your heels to the right. If it's too big, we'll figure it out. Turn the back foot in 45 degrees, left hip forward to get both hips in one line. Inhale, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Begin. Go down front side. Tuck your chin to the chest. To help your balance, June, you can scoot your right foot to your right. Front foot, shimmy over to the back wall a little bit, and that will help you get the heels in one line. All right, push your fingertips into the floor, everybody. Wrists and elbows straight. Back leg locked, back heel flat. So if the heel's coming up, Joanna, you can turn the left toes out towards the mirror. Yeah? Okay. And then try to push the outer edge and heel of the back foot to the floor. Shift a little body weight to the front foot at the base of the big toe. Then you're going to stabilize and balance with the lower body better and better. Eyes open, maximum compression of the throat. You don't have to wait for me, Alda, to bend the knee. Go ahead and hold it. Eyes open, breathing normally. Push the right knee back a couple of times. Lock the right leg and come up. Take your time standing again. Once you're upright, turn 185 degrees. Make sure you turn enough. So heels in one line. Turn the back foot in at a 45-degree angle and bring the right hip forward several times so you can get both hips lined up with the side wall. Inhale, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Then go down. Tuck your chin to the chest. Exhale, breathing. Suck in your stomach. Touch your forehead to the left knee. Alda, that's a good step, nice and big. Now, if needed, you can bend the left knee to get the knee to the forehead. Push your fingertips into the floor, wrists and elbows straight. Throughout the posture, back leg locked, back heel pressing down, but shift more body weight to the front foot, especially at the base of the big toe. Squeeze upper inner thighs in towards the center, towards each other. Eyes open, breathing normally. All right, push the left knee back, lock the leg in, come up slowly, arms and head together, best you can. Once you're standing up all the way, turn and face the mirror. Right foot to the left, arms down. Let's try again, second set. Inhale, arms overhead sideways, hands palms together, just cross your thumbs, right foot step out to the right. Nice big step, turn on your heels to the right. Bring the left hip forward so both hips are lined up with the side of the room. Inhale, breathing, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling, begin, curl in, tuck your head in towards the stomach, but reach out with your arms, like balancing stick arms, try to touch the wall out there. Bring your forehead to the knee or a little bit of knee to the forehead. A little more pressure underneath the front foot, base of the big toe. So you can bring the left hip down and or forward, right hip up to get both hips in one line, parallel to the floor. Now you've gotten into the posture, you've done the little adjustments of the posture. Maintain or restart concentration on the entire posture, on your breathing in the posture. Push the right knee back a couple of times, lock the leg and come up. All right, turn and face the opposite wall. Once you're up, turn the back foot in 45 degrees, right hip forward. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Begin, tuck your chin to the chest. So the head and neck get very small, curl into the abdomen, but the arms I want big and stretched out on the way into the posture. Forehead to the left knee. You've made the major movements into the posture, little bits of refinement, stomach in, squeeze thighs together. Then you have some time for stillness. Maybe just a breath or two once you've gotten in there and figured things out. Just hold for another breath or two. Okay, push the left knee back, lock the leg, and slowly come up. Once you're standing straight up, turn, face the mirror, right foot to the left, and arms gently down. You can step back to the mat for tree pose now, toes on the line where you started, feet together, everybody. Shift your body weight to the left foot. Bring your right heel up as high as possible on the left thigh, sole of the foot facing the ceiling. And grab the front of the ankle with the right hand, underneath at the toes with the left. Bring your heel all the way up, touching the costume right at the thigh crease there. And once it is there, very slowly, gently bring the right knee down and push it back to get two knees in one line from the side. Push the hips, outer glutes forward, opening up front of the hips and pelvis. Now suck in your stomach, stand tall, left leg lock, stretch the whole spine, chest, torso up towards the ceiling. Shoulders relaxed and in one line. You can bring the right hand in front of the chest, thumb at the breastbone. If the foot does not slide or slip or fall, then you can bring the left hand up. Otherwise, please hold the foot as long as needed with the left hand. Change right foot down next to the left, arms down. All right, other side, left heel, bring it up as high as possible on the right thigh. Grab the front of your ankle with the left hand, grab underneath at the toes with the right. Once you have the heel all the way up, you can also try to bring the heel in a little bit more towards the center line underneath the belly button. Very slowly, gently, bring the left knee down and back. Hips a little forward, standing leg lock, stretch the torso upward, shoulders down. First the left hand in front of the chest. Take it nice and slow. If the foot doesn't slide or slip or fall, right hand can come up. See if you can stretch both sides of the waistband equally up from the pelvis. Both shoulders stay relaxed. Change left foot down, arms down by your sides. Okay, for toe stand, begin in tree pose. Bring the right heel at least halfway up the thigh or higher if you can. So all the way up is fine, but halfway up is also fine. Look at the floor a few feet in front of you. Slowly bring the upper body forward until you can touch the floor with both hands. As a beginner, keep the standing leg straight until you can touch the floor. After some time, it's fine if the left knee bends a little bit. Once you're touching the floor, shift your body weight to the fingertips. Lower the hips down towards the heel. And once you're sitting down comfortably, then walk your arms around to the sides of the body, balancing on the fingertips. Right toes point to the left, right knee down to get two knees in one line parallel to the floor. Awesome, Carolyn. When you inhale, stretch the whole spine, chest, torso up towards the ceiling. Left hand first in front of the chest. Without anything else moving, ideally, Bend the right elbow, bring the right hand up. Lower abdomen in, a lot of control stretching up from the pelvis all the way to the ceiling. To change, bring your hands down to the floor in front of you. Push the hips back up, stand up in tree pose. Look straight ahead. And when you're done, you can change tree pose, right foot down, arms down by your sides. Nice holding that one, Jess. Left leg lift up, bring your heel halfway up the thigh or higher, wherever is comfortable. Look at the floor a few feet in front of you. Slowly bring the upper body forward, keeping the standing leg straight as a beginner until you can touch the floor. After some time, it's all right if the standing knee bends on the way down. But you want to be able to do it with straight leg at first. Once you're touching the floor, shift your body weight to the fingertips and sit down. Little by little, just try by try, repetition by repetition, fraction of an inch at a time, fraction of a millimeter at a time. Once you're sitting down, stretch the spine straight up towards the ceiling. Right hand first up at the chest, then left hand up, palms together. Take your time. Imagine I'm picking you up from the top of the head towards the ceiling, like second and third part of awkward pose. That looks great with the left knee up. Okay, take your time coming out of toe stand. Everyone hands down, push the hips up. Stand up in tree pose. And finish up, look in the mirror. Tree pose, change, left foot down, arms down by your sides. Okay, next is Savasana. Have a little water if you need to. Turn around, relax on your back. You start with the legs and feet together once you get down there. Then let the legs totally relax, loosen, settle. Then the upper body, bring the arms close to the sides of the body, open the palms up towards the ceiling, and then just let the arms relax. You don't have to force them, the palms to stay wide open. Just start with them open for a second and then let them relax, settle, loosen up. Nice smooth inhale by the nose, and then especially smooth exhale by the nose will help calm your systems. One of the things about the concentration system that's, you could say, is a little bit different from the others. The others, other things we call physical systems, organ systems, whatever, they're always existing in the present moment. Like your heart is beating right now, your lungs, they're moving right now, your blood is flowing right now. Concentration system, if we're going to call it that, if you want to ride this wave with me, it can leave the room, it can leave this moment, it can leave the body. Your heart doesn't just leave the body, okay? Your blood vessels don't leave the body. The concentration system, we could call it the imaginary system, mind, anyway, I'm just putting in this vocab, it can leave and come back. It can work on problems outside of the moment, and sometimes it needs to. It's not like it shouldn't, but in the yoga practice, to build the health of the concentration system, we're just trying to keep it with everything else inside. So that's part of the exercise of the yoga practice, the main exercise, really, of the asana yoga practice. So if you notice that it left, you can watch it come back, bring it back, say, hey, you, let's get back here. Come on over. You can be nice to it. You don't have to yell at it. Sometimes we get really mad. Like, what's wrong with you? Why can't you stay here? You don't even need that extra layer. Just, hey, let's go. Let's do this. Come back. Be with me. Wind removing pose. Right leg lift up. Interlace all 10 fingers 2 inches below the knee. So when you start a posture, there's always an opportunity to restart that. Okay, that looks great. I can see you just great. Pull the right knee towards the right shoulder. Elbows in close to the sides of the body. Upper back on the floor as evenly as can. 2 shoulders on the floor. And then tuck the chin, look straight down the center line of the body. You pull and freeze. Breathe in and out by the nose. You don't even need to blink your eyes if you're looking down. Change. Release the grip, right leg and arms down. Other side, left leg lift up. Deep interlacing of the fingers, cross your thumbs. Pull the left knee towards the left shoulder. So all these words of the class, they're largely for the concentration system exercise. They're also to teach how to do the posture so anybody can walk in and learn. But largely the verbal aspect of this class is to encourage the concentration system to get with the body parts. Tuck the chin, look down the center line of the body. So even if you know, in air quotes, how to do the posture, you can still tune into the words, move with the words, feel the body parts as you hear the words of the body parts. Change, left leg lower down, arms down. Immediately both knees up. In close to the chest, grab your elbows each other. A couple of inches below the knees, nice tight grip, compact position. Feet side by side, ankles uncrossed. Bring the head back to the floor, and then little by little tuck the chin. So the front of the throat gets just a little pressure, a little squish there. Back of the neck stretches, eventually no gap underneath the neck. Shoulders away from the ears, and you just hold. Stomach in, chin down. Little by little, the entire spine will be flat on the floor. Change again, back to the rest. Arms and legs down, heels touch each other, palms open. Inhale and exhale by the nose. Now, there's room for silent practice. There's room for less instructed or non-instructed asana practice. Absolutely. But to have the concentration system with the verbal part, it's powerful, powerful exercise, powerful practice, which I encourage you to always keep with you, whether you do silent or less instructed or non-instructed. Always so good to have a voice outside of the own voice in your head that you're just surrendering to. Okay, I don't have to think about when to do what. I'm just going to do it. Right leg lift up, second set. Interlace fingers, cross your thumbs, pull the right knee towards the right shoulder. It is a kind of surrendering and giving up of certain control. You know, the timing of the posture. You can stress about, I want to, I don't want to, how long is this? You just pull and wait and be there. You can totally let go of the need to control that aspect of the practice. Shoulders down, chin down. Hold it. Wonderful. Change again. Right leg lower down, arms down. Left leg lift up. Deeply interlace the fingers. Pull your left knee towards the left shoulder. 2 shoulders equally on the floor, the best you can. Now the leg that's out on the floor, you can turn that foot straight up and back at the ankle. But the leg you're pulling on, just let it be loose, easy, comfortable, totally relaxed. Change. Left leg lower down, arms down. Now immediately both knees up in towards the chest. Reach for your elbows. If you can't get to them, you're just grabbing towards them. All of these eventually in the future or ideally statements are to give you a vision of where to move the body, what direction to move the body. It's not that you get there or not, or how far you get, just go that way. With the head on the floor, tuck the chin, look down the center line of the body. Good shoulders, Sue, keep them down like that. Imagine the whole spine flattening, chin down, belly button pressing down towards the floor. Change again, release the grip, legs and arms down. Inhale and exhale by the nose. Next is our super special yoga breathing exercise, sit up. Feet flexed, arms overhead, cross your thumbs. Take a deep breath, hold it, then sit up quickly, grab the toes, exhale forcefully as you bring the head down. So you get a big full inhale and a big strong exhale. All right, turn around, lie down on your front side for cobra pose. Spine strengthening series, next 4 postures. Bring the hands underneath the chest, all 5 fingers together on each hand. Middle fingertips right in line with the tops of the shoulders, pinky fingers in line with deltoids. Glue it down. Not too high, not too low. Bring your legs and feet together. Hips and thighs contract. Chin on the floor, neck flat. Look towards the mirror. Now inhale, breathing, lock the legs, look up and lift up. Bring your head up, chin up, whole upper body lifts up until everything above the belly button is in the air. So you can push the hands, palms down a little bit, but keep the elbows in close to the sides of the body. Elbows reach down and back towards the hips. You can push down, use the arm string to come up so that the belly button is the last thing of the upper body touching the floor. Looks great, Angela. Squeeze legs together. Now push the chin, face, throat, and neck up towards the ceiling. Change. Lower the chin. Arms down by your sides. Turn your head to the right. Big toes touch each other. Just a gentle contact between the big toes. Let the heels drop off to the sides, totally relaxing. Let's try again. Second set, chin on the floor, look in the mirror. Hands under the chest. Elbows stick up so you can see elbows sticking up. Drop the shoulders down to touch the fingertips. So the neck may not be flat, but stick the chin forward, let the shoulders drop down. Elbows, Michelle, can maybe squeeze in towards each other. Bring the hands down closer to the feet a little bit more. Try that. Okay, lock the legs, inhale, come up. See if that position feels a little more stable. Good, elbows in and down and back towards the hips. Now everybody come up. Squeeze the back bending muscles, and then you exercise how to breathe in a back bend for five. Push the face up, four, towards the ceiling, three. Let the shoulders drop down, two, squeeze and lift, one. Change, lower the chin. Arms down by your sides, turn your head to the left. Big toes just touching. Nice, easy thing to concentrate on. So sometimes in the posture, you're concentrating so hard on this intense effort of, say, muscle contraction, combination of muscle contractions, balance. It's a big physical effort where you're exercising concentration. And then right now, you're exercising the concentration system on things like feeling the toes touch each other. It's a different level, but it's still the concentration system. And as you get better at all of those, all of the aspects through the intensity and the relaxation, the standing and the lying down, back bending and forward bending, you can keep practicing the concentration on all of that sort of diverse level of effort, type of effort. The whole thing is going to feel more steady. The energy is going to feel more steady. And then, maybe this is obvious, but that applies outside of the yoga room. Through all of the diversity of types of effort, types of difficulty, challenge, or maybe not so much challenge, concentration system is prepared for all those infinite situations. All right, turn the hands over for locust posture. Palms on the floor, slide the arms underneath the body. Eventually, pinky fingers touch each other side by side. You can go right, left, or just get both hands under at the same time. Bring the chin on the floor, neck flat. This is the only posture where you spread the fingers out wide, so go ahead and reach out with the fingertips, look in the mirror, lock the right leg, and lift the right leg up. Come up to a 45-degree angle, half of 90. Knees straight, toes pointed. Grab the floor at the fingertips. Can you get the right leg any more straight, extended to the back wall? Then lift it up 1/2 inch. Change, right leg lower down. Keep the chin all the way forward, push arms down, left leg lift up, knee straight, toes pointed. It's not just the knee that I want you to straighten on the left leg, but the whole leg. Try to extend it towards the back wall. Great Altaya, lift from the upper thigh, everybody, come up. Change, left leg gently down. Now you can turn the head straight in so the mouth is on the towel. Readjust arms as needed for the third part. The main thing is you do not turn the head or move the neck. Push the hands down to the floor. Begin both legs. Everybody lift up without bending the knees. Everybody come up. Everybody lift up. And you can try a few times. If the legs feel like they're dropping, just come up again. If the legs separate, squeeze them back together. Lift up. Everybody one more. Come up. Change. Lower the legs. Take the arms out. Turn your head to the right. There's a little bit of time in the transition too. It's kind of obvious when you're at the intense part of the posture and obvious when you're resting, but there's also the in-between transition time where you're moving into and out of, say, posture setup or the rest here. And work on concentrating on those little bits of time also. Even just on that. Turn the hands over, go ahead, arms underneath you. Concentrate on the breathing, we're going to do it. And chin on the floor. Now for the second set, see if the chin and even the collarbones can scoot a little more forward towards the mirror so the front of your throat stretches. You can imagine that stretching flat to the floor. Lock the right leg, lift up for 10 counts. 9, 8, lock the leg, 7, lift it up. 6, toes reach, 5, towards the back wall, 4, 3, push arms down, 2, 1, change, right leg down. Great, Michelle, chin forward, collarbone scoop forward. Left leg locked for 10 counts, lift up, 9, great, April, 8, 7, push arms, 6, as flat as you can, 5, 4, lift up, 3, go up, 2, 1, wonderful, left leg down, turn the head in, mouth on the towel. Readjust arms as needed. Spread the fingers out wide. And both legs for 10 counts. Lift up. 9, you can do it. 8, lock the leg. 7, lift up. 6, thighs up. 5, 4, go up. 3, you can do it. 2, one more try. Come up. 1, lower the legs. Take your arms out. As you're taking the arms out and turning the head, concentrate on the breathing. All right, full locust pose, Purna Salabhasana, chin on the floor, bring the arms straight out from the sides of the chest like airplane wings, all 5 fingers together. So keep thumbs with index fingers, brings legs, feet, and heels together. You have one leg like a cobra, it does not open. Inhale, breathing, begin, lift everything up, your arms, head, chest, and legs lift up until just the hip bones, just the pelvis is touching the floor. At first, you can check in the mirror, bring your arms up enough so the fingertips are as high as the top of the head. Higher is okay, but try to get them at least that high. Then look up towards the ceiling. Push the whole flat front of the face up towards the ceiling. Throat stretches up, thighs up. Now take another deep breath, and as you exhale, let's squeeze and lift to your highest point. Change. Slowly lower down. Chin, hands, and feet touch the floor. Bring your arms down next to you. Turn your head to the right. Michelle, I'm imagining your locust posture, your legs just going straight up. They just want to go up. That's fun. All right, second set, chin on the floor. Bring the arms out to the sides, all 5 fingers together. Legs and feet together. All right, inhale, breathing, lift everything up. You can check in the mirror first. Bring your arms up more and more until fingertips in line with top of the head. So you can go higher arms, April, when possible, arms up, and then reach out like you're going to touch the left wall and the right wall. We're about halfway through the posture, so steady the breathing a little more if you can. Bring the thighs up off the floor for 5 counts more. 4, 3. On the last exhale, 2, squeeze and lift. 1, change. Nice going. Bring the arms down. Turn your head to the left. So even what we are sometimes calling basic body skills, you could include concentration in the list of basic body skills. I know it's not visible in a picture necessarily, although it is. When you start to train your eye, you can see concentration. It's just more subtle. All right, bow posture is next. Chin on the floor, bend your knees, hold your feet from the outside just below the toes, all 5 fingers together. Wrists straight as possible. Knees in so the arms and legs are like 2 wheels in 1 base, about 6-8 inches between knees, between feet, hands. All right, inhale, breathing, begin. Look up towards the ceiling and kick up. Press the thighs up. That's right, Altaya. You can go closer to the toes when possible. Kick up, everybody, without intermission. Don't stop kicking. You can lift the chin up, lift the chest up. That's fine, June, to just lift the chest and reach back with one hand. I'll show you what to do. Now roll forward onto the abdomen. So the feet come up over the lower spine. Kick. Everybody look up towards the ceiling. Keep on kicking up. Change again. Lower down. Arms down by your sides. Turn your head to the right. A couple of options if you can't grab the feet. One is to come up onto the elbows to start the back bend. Bend one knee and hold the foot and just be here with the elbow pressing down, chest up, holding. Okay, so right now your chest is down. You want to try to come up on the elbows? Does this hurt at all? Even more. There. And then you're naturally, the hand will be closer to the foot when you reach back. You can try that. So that's one option. It's okay if you can't grab it. You can also try it with the other leg, okay? However, if that's also, you know, that's one thing to try. The other thing you can try is just bend both knees, flex the feet, heels up, and kick up, look up like this. So you bend the spine evenly, push the heel, yeah, heels up, knees up, thighs up, squeeze back muscles, chin up. Okay, good. So you have some things to pick from. Okay, second set. Chin on the floor, bend your knees, hold the feet from the outside. Look, you never know if you might need that also. You might be like, I don't need that, but maybe something happens and you do need it. So that's why I'm showing and talking through it in detail. Okay, go ahead, kick up and look up towards the ceiling. You can just try. Heels up if you're not grabbing the feet. If you are grabbing the feet, the toes will naturally be pointed towards the ceiling. We're halfway through. Maintain the kicking effort and smooth breathing. Roll forward onto the abdomen for five. Nice, Carolyn, four. Three, you can push the chin up, two eyeballs all the way up. One, change again, lower down. Good, arms down by your sides, turn your head to the left. How'd that go? Good. All right, fixed firm pose. Everyone, you can come up to the top of the mat, sit on the heels, knees and feet together. And lift your hips up, separate the feet, lower your hips towards the floor between the heels. If the knees or feet hurt, you can separate the knees any amount. Once you can sit comfortably on the floor between the heels, then you can lean back. Bring your hands to the soles of the feet, thumbs on the inside. Lean back onto the elbows one at a time. Take your time. First the right elbow, left elbow, then head, back of the head, shoulders, whole upper body. Relax on the floor. That's great. So any amount of pressure that's not to the level of pain. But some pressure is beneficial here on the legs. If you're all the way back, arms over the head, grab your elbows each other. Pull the forearms into the floor, tuck the chin and lift your chest and abdomen up towards the ceiling, creating perfect human bridge. Just make sure the knees stay down, whether they're close or far apart. To change, bring your hands back to the soles of the feet. Come back up in the middle, chin down last. Excellent. Turn around, relax on your back. Does it feel okay? Yeah, that's padding's a great idea if you need it. You can use it for all the kneeling postures. If you can use that for all the kneeling postures, like half tortoise, camel, it's fine. All right, everybody, feet together, flex arms overhead, take a deep breath. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale, head down to the knees. Second set, fixed firm, and come up to the top of the mat again, separate the feet. Make just enough room between the heels for the hips to lower to the floor, whether they touch it or not. Once the hips are comfortably on the ground, then you can go back. If your hips are not quite touching, if butt is not quite on the floor, see if separating the knees a little wider will let you get the hips down. Then you can go back one elbow at a time. Head, shoulders, arms over the head. If you can, put the palms onto the elbow points. That's where you're headed. Pull the elbows, forearms to the floor. Tuck the chin and lift the chest and abdomen up towards the ceiling. That's it. Higher you lift the chest, more benefit you'll get to that middle part of the back and your spleen. All right, change again. Everyone, hands to the feet with help of the elbows. Come back up. Try to come right up in the center. Head down last. And turn around, relax on your back. Kind of like watering a plant, you know? You put water, give water to the plant. Then the plant does all these things with it. It absorbs the water, it does all its magic or molecular stuff, however you want to think about it, and it grows. The postures are yoga asana practice similar. This is like the watering process, and then the body does a bunch of stuff with what you do. And you know, you don't have to worry about what you do, right? When you water the plant, you water the plant and you walk away and do other things, right? You're like, oh, I watered the plant. Same thing here. Practice the postures. A whole bunch of stuff gets to happen when you're done with your input, when you're done with the effort. All right, let's do a sit-up. Feet together, flex arms overhead. Take a deep breath. Quick sit-up. Grab the toes. Exhale. Double jerk, head down. All right, half tortoise posture. As next, turn around, sit on the heels, knees and feet together. No gap underneath the ankles. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, just cross the thumbs. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Hips touch the heels. Stretch your upper body forward from your lower spine towards the mirror. Chin up a little bit. If possible, the forehead touches the floor, but everybody, the side edges of the pinky fingers will touch the floor. Hips press back towards the heels. I know they might not touch, but put them back as much as you can. That's the base from which you stretch the spine. So, keeping the hips back, stretch the arms forward, elbows locked, wrists in the air. Only the pinky fingers touch the floor, rest of the arms in the air. Arms and head together. Inhale, breathing, come back up. Do your best to keep the spine straight, then arms down by your sides. Turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex arms overhead. Inhale, breathing. Quick sit up, go for the toes. Exhale, push the air out, head down to the knees. All right, let's try it again. Second set. Turn around, sit on the heels towards the back of your towel. Inhale, breathing, arms overhead sideways, hands, palms together. Stretch up and then forward. But keep the hips sort of grounded back towards the heels. If they come up a little, it's fine, but push them down anyway. Same thing here. You're trying to touch the mirror, but you're never going to touch the mirror. But you're going to try anyway. So all these things, treat that way. When I say things like try to touch the ceiling, we know you're not going to touch it, but try anyway. And even if I say suck in the stomach and it's not happening yet, or maybe you don't realize it's happening yet, anyway, the effort, just make it pure. Stretch forward. Breathe smoothly. Total spine stretches. Arms and head together. Inhale, breathing. Come back up. Arms down by your sides. Okay, turn around, relax on your back. When I say pure, when I'm talking about pure effort, it means it doesn't have any baggage of thought, such as, well, I'm trying, but nothing's happening, or nothing, it's not happening enough, or, you know, any, you could probably think of other examples. That's a lot of interference in the effort. That type of thought interference. Of course, it's normal, and it's not a problem if that happens. Everybody's got some of it sometimes, sometimes louder. When you realize the interference, you just try again with pure effort for whatever the thing is. Feet together, flex arms over the head. Take a deep breath. Quick sit up, grab the toes, exhale, double jerk head down. Camel posture is next. Stand up on the knees, 6 inches between your knees and 6 inches between the feet. Put your hands on the hips like in the back pockets or a little bit higher up on the lower spine or back. Take a nice deep breath, full lungs. Push your hips forward, let the head drop back. Go back halfway, stop in the middle. Breathing always normal. If you let the upper body drop back a little, the knees bend maybe 5 degrees, you'll feel the pressure underneath the feet. This will give you stability to breathe better. Bring the right hand down, grab the right heel, thumb outside, 4 fingers inside. Eventually then left hand down, grab the heel, thumb on the outside, 4 fingers inside. Nice deep breath in. On your exhale, push hips, stomach, thighs forward, trying to get a full palm, the round part of the palm, on the full heel, H-E-E-L. Push hips forward, stomach, and thighs towards the mirror. Change again, hands up to the hips, push both hips forward, chest up, chin down last. All right, turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex arms overhead, deep breath in. Quick sit up, grab the toes, exhale. Push out all that air, the whole strong exhale, head down. All right, second set, camel posture, 6 inches between the knees and 6 inches between the feet. You can bring your hands up to the same position on the hips or lower back. Take a deep breath. Push your hips forward, lift the chest up, drop the head back. Go back halfway. The feet will actually press to the floor when you get the weight distribution adjusted. So let the upper body drop back a little. The knees can bend 5 degrees, that's fine. Then one hand down, other hand down. Try to get a full palm grip on the full heel. On your exhale, push the hips continuously forward. Don't stop pushing hips forward. Doesn't matter that they go anywhere. You just keep the effort, pure effort, hips, stomach, thighs forward towards the mirror. Keep that effort. Bring the hands back up to the hips. Push both hips straight ahead, chest straight up, chin down. Great. Turn around, relax on your back. we're an active practice or active exercise of what is really our business or what we can and should be in control of, and active and exercising, realizing what is not our business slash what is not our business to control. Like, you, we're enacting it in 90-minute practice here in our systems, in the concentration system, the breathing system. Everything's affected if we get too involved in things that aren't our business or are not for us to control. It's not just the concentration system that is affected. The whole, everything, the nervous system, cardiovascular, all the systems that we have names for, they're all also affected. So we're practicing that process and feeling the effects of that practice on all the visible physical systems. It's amazing. Feet together, flex. Arms over the head, take a deep breath. Quick sit up, grab the toes, exhale, head down. All right, rabbit posture. Turn around, sit on the heels, knees and feet together. Grab the heels, thumbs on the outside. Stretch your spine up towards the ceiling on an inhale, and you can start. Tuck your chin to the chest, exhale, go down front side. Touch your forehead exactly to the knees. Automatically, top flat part of the head touching the floor. Right away, you can lift your hips up. Roll forward like a wheel until your arms, elbows are straight. That's great, June, with hands on the floor next to your head. Yeah, right next to your head, flat on the floor. Perfect. Just so you support the neck, I'd rather hands on the floor, palms flat. So either grab heels or hands next to the head. Lift your hips up, roll forward, sucking in the stomach. Press the feet to the floor, squeeze the heels in towards each other. Shoulders can slide up towards the ceiling. Change. You can lower the hips down to the heels and come back up. Hands right next to the head is going to be the best alternative. If you can't grab the heels, this unfortunately doesn't support the neck. So if you put the hands right here, you can decide how much pressure and put this part on the floor. That's it. Then you can, yep, you feel stable there? Good. Wonderful. All right, everyone, feet flex, arms overhead. Nice deep breath in. Quick sit up, grab the toes, exhale, head down. Let's try a second set. You can start again with me. And you can even start from, you can either start sitting if possible or start on the hands and knees, all right? Grab the heels, everyone, stretch your spine up towards the ceiling. Tuck the chin to the chest, go down front side. Try to bring the very top flat part of your head to the floor and then lift your hips up. That's good. Push the feet down. No, you had it. You got it. Toes untucked. Press the ankles down. Push the feet down into the floor. So that's one of the bases of the posture. That's fine. Lift up your hips, stomach in. You can walk the knees towards the forehead or just keep everything where it is. Suck in your stomach. Shoulders can slide up a little bit towards the ceiling. Looks good, Deb. Change again. Lower the hips back to the heels. Inhale, breathing. Come up again. All right, turn around, relax on your back. That's good to try, April. See, like little by little, to get them. Awesome. It's great. Yeah. Yes. There's that element of progress, right? You feel, oh, I'm getting somewhere. There's progress. And then there's the element of everything you just did was complete in that moment. Both things are true, right? You are having progress of certain things, and then on the other hand, it's that was 100% right there, perfect for all the systems. So feet together, flex, arms over the head, take a deep breath. Quick sit up, grab the toes, exhale, head down. All right, let's do head to knee pose with stretching. Turn around, sit facing the mirror. Right leg out corner wise. Bend the left knee. Create pressure between inner right thigh and sole of the left foot. Arms overhead sideways. Take a nice deep breath. Turn your upper body to the right. Reach out and grab the right foot just below the toes. Pull your toes back. Flex the foot from the ankle. You can go down front side, chin to the chest, just like rabbit posture. Touch your forehead on the right knee. If you can't get the head to the knee, bend the right knee up a little bit. Bring the knee up to the forehead. Roll into the center a little bit, left shoulder down, to get two shoulders in one line parallel to the floor. Push the left knee down, as long as left knee doesn't hurt, left thigh down, two hips equally on the floor. Inhale, breathing, come back up, stop in the middle. All right, other side, left leg out, bend the right knee. Push the foot and inner thigh against each other. Turn to the left, reach out, grab the left foot just below the toes. Pull your toes back, flex the foot from the ankle, go down front side, forehead to the left knee, and or you can bring the knee up to the forehead. Roll in a little bit, right shoulder down, good with the toes, Deb. As long as the right knee doesn't hurt, push the right knee and thigh down, two hips equally on the floor. Flex the foot from the ankle, even if the left knee's bending a little, no problem. Inhale, breathing, come back up. All right, bring both legs straight out in front of you. Lie back. As soon as the hands touch the floor, inhale, breathing, and a quick sit up. Two fingers plus your thumb wrap around the big toe. Pointer finger, middle finger, and thumb. Get a nice grip, and then walk your hips back 5, 10, even 15 times you can walk back. Scoot back, straightening out the legs, and sort of getting the pelvis sticking out behind you more. Now flex both feet back from the ankles. So first flex the feet. Don't worry if knees are bending. Flex the feet, pull on the big toes, and turn the pinky toes back. Now, keeping all of that with the feet, slowly, gently push the knees down. Without compromising feet, ankles, or toes, push the knees down to create a stretch all over, bones to the skin on backside of the legs, coccyx to the toes. Once the legs are locked and still you can hold there, exhale, stretch the upper body forward from the lower spine. You can look in the mirror, the chest, upper chest, collarbone part comes forward, shoulders relax, pull on the toes without intermission, stretch the body forward to touch the head to your toes. Inhale, breathing, come up. Turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex, arms over the head. Inhale, breathing. Quick sit up, grab the toes, strong exhale, head down to the knees. All right, second set. Turn around, sit facing forward, right leg out, bend the left knee. Try to push the inner right thigh against sole of the left foot. Arms overhead, inhale. Turn to the right, go and grab the foot. Bring the head down to the knee. Do all the things of the posture. And you may realize at various points, oh yeah, I forgot that, then you add that in. But then you have stillness, total concentration. You can roll the left shoulder and elbow down. Eventually, elbows hug the sides of the calf muscle, just like standing head to knee. So knowing that's where you're headed, you can go in that direction. Breathing, always normal. Inhale, breathing, come up. All right, other side, left leg out, bend the right knee. Push the foot and inner left thigh together. Turn to the left, reach out, grab the left foot just below your toes. Pull your toes back, flex the foot from the ankle. Bring your head to the left knee. Roll into the center a little bit, right shoulder down. Excellent. Hold the posture. Once you get there, sometimes it takes more of the time to get there than we have for stillness. So try to get some stillness without adjustment. Inhale, breathing, come back up. And there's nothing wrong with that. Bring the legs straight out, lie back. As soon as hands touch the floor, inhale, breathing, come up. When you're first learning a certain posture, you spend 95% of the time struggling to get into it, and maybe not even stillness happens yet. That's okay. Flex the feet, walk your hips back, right, left, right, left. It's just part of the process that needs to happen. Flex the feet back. Turn the pinky toes back and begin. Slowly, gently push the knees down. To get the legs locked, the tops or the upper thighs will be contracted. The heels will no longer have any pressure to the floor. They might lift, they might not, but they won't be pressing down. Then upper body can stretch forward. Hold for 5. You can go to the limit soon. 4, 3. Try to hold for a breath or two in stillness at the limit. 1. Great. Change again. All right. Turn around. Relax on your back. I was just thinking of a tree. As our yoga practice, if you plant a tree, I'm thinking about the mindset of like, why can't I balance yet? Why can't I do that one yet? It's almost like you planted a tree yesterday and you're like, why are there no apples? Like, what's wrong? We were fine with trees being that way. Sometimes I'm just trying to understand in this moment that's coming from somewhere. We've somehow applied impossible, you know, standards to ourselves sometimes. I know people get through that. You get over it with yoga practice, but it's quite common. Why am I not making apples? I just got planted yesterday. Feet together, flex, arms overhead. Take a deep breath. Quick sit up, grab the toes, exhale, head down. All right, half spine twisting posture. Turn to your right. You might have a friend that you bring in and they're like, oh, but I'm not good at that. You could tell them, well, it's like planting a seed. Okay, right foot crosses over the left knee corner. You water it and you water it and you water it and it grows. Left arm up, try to touch the ceiling, cross over the right knee. Come into classes, the watering, switch your legs, Michelle, please, for me. Then you can twist to the right, right arm behind you, hand on the back. That's right, and now turn your upper body towards the mirror. Perfect, you got it. All right, twist right side. it's all crazy with rights and lefts. It absolutely is. Eagle posture in this one, it's a lot for the brain. All right, twist to the right, chin to the right. Try to keep both hips on the floor, so lean towards the mirror as needed, so the pelvis is level and you stretch the spine straight up in the middle. Twist to the right all the way, look back. Okay, untwist the spine, undo the arms, and switch the legs. Right leg under. Cross the left foot up and over the right knee corner, two hips on the floor. Inhale, right arm up, try to touch the ceiling, cross over the left knee, push the knee back. Flip the hand over, palm down, either grabbing the right knee or just reach for the floor down there near the knee or grab the towel. Left arm behind you, initially on the floor, fingers pressed down, then hand on the back, palm out. Inhale, sit up as straight as you can with two hips on the floor and turn your head left side. Joints and cartilage of each and every vertebrae twisting. Left shoulder back, twist stomach and breathe with everything else in stillness. Change again, untwist the spine. Okay, undo the arms, relax on your back. How you doing, Deb? Great class. Feet together, flex arms over the head. Take a deep breath. Go ahead, sit up, grab the toes, exhale, head down. Final breathing exercise of the class, turn around, sit on your heels if possible. If you need to sit differently, that's fine. Just keep the spine straight. Hands on your thighs, elbows locked. And swallow a couple of times. First set, a little bit slower so you can get coordination. Begin. Five, four, three, two, one. Right away, inhale. Exhale, breathing. Begin. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Chest up, shoulders down. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Exhale. A little stronger towards the end. Five, four, three, two, one. Nice deep breath. Turn around as you're exhaling. You can relax on your back. Awesome practice. I'll dim the lights. You can separate the feet a little bit and your hands a little wider. Eyes open or closed is fine. Now, one thing about developing, exercising, training the concentration system is that is immediately linked with the respiratory and nervous system, because when you concentrate on your breathing, smooth out the breathing, nose breathe, you have immediate impact on the autonomic nervous system. So your concentration system is never a different thing or a separate thing from the breath and the nervous system. It always has some effect. If you're concentrating on a stressful situation outside of the moment, the breath and the nervous system and even the muscles can act as if they're in that abstract situation. So when you get the concentration system trained so you can put it in the moment at will and maintain that for time, the rest of the systems go with it, because your digestive system is not separate from the autonomic nervous system. Everything becomes instantly affected. So just try to concentrate on the breathing. And then try again. Take your time here. Have a wonderful rest of your day. So nice to be with all of you today. All right, see you tomorrow.